Welcome to Peers Like Me, a podcast hosted by Western New York Independent Living. Today our guest is Grace Lee, who resides in Houston, Texas. Our host is Maura Kelly, the voice of the individuals WNYIL serves. Peers Like Me podcast is a regularly broadcasted podcast which educates, empowers, and enlightens our community's understanding of those who have behavioral health barriers and how the utilization of various skills, techniques, services, and supports results in those impacted living fulfilling community membership and participation. Peers Like Me podcast is based on the belief that those who live with disabilities have the right to choose, advocate, and understand everything about living their own life. Grace Lee was diagnosed with a very debilitating mental illness of schizophrenia at an early adult age. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder characterized by disruptions in thought processes, perceptions, emotional responsiveness, and social interactions. Although the course of schizophrenia varies among individuals, schizophrenia is typically persistent and can be both severe and disabling. Grace has found that intentionally exercising and eating healthy has had a profound positive impact in addressing her disability. It is because of this that she would like to share the steps she takes on a daily basis to maintain stability. Grace has a tremendous amount of courage in sharing her recovery tools despite the ever-present stigma she experiences through no fault of her own due to her disability.
Hi, welcome to Peers Like Me. My name is Maura Kelly. I'm from the Western New York Independent Living. Today, Grace Lee from Houston, Texas, is here to talk to us about what she feels is important about her recovery in dealing with a disorder she was diagnosed with 25 years ago, named schizophrenia. She sees that exercise is a medicine and food is a medicine, and in helping her maintain clinical stability. In addition, she believes group exercise draws people out of isolation and alleviates rumination. Over the years, Grace has completed numerous 5K, 10K, and half marathon distances, including the Aramco Houston Half Marathon. Grace, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Good.
I'm all right. How about you?
Good. So, how can you tell us? So, we have a friend in common named Dave.
Yes.
And Dave's a friend of mine. And he said that you had a great, unique way in addressing your mental health issues, and you're here sharing them with us. So, what can you tell me about your exercise and how this all came about for you?
Well, what happened was before I got sick when I was in high school, I was on the high school track and cross country teams, and I've really enjoyed being, you know, active in those events. Especially cross country. And then after I got sick, I kind of just, you know, let myself go and I wasn't active. But I realized that while I was active when I was doing well, it made me just stay well longer. And so I thought, well, maybe there's something to this,
so,
you know, this exercise.
So you grew up in Houston, Texas?
No, I grew up in Silicon Valley, San Jose, California.
Okay, so what was cross country running like there? Like, just
it's a lot more fun because it's not flat like Houston is.
Yeah.
And the weather is gorgeous. And there, you know, you're out in the hills, or it's just being with nature is really nice.
Yeah. Okay, so that you gravitated towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got sick, and then did you think, "Oh, that's all over now," or
Yeah, when I was really down on myself, I thought, oh, I can't do anything, you know. But then when I realized I was taking walks, you know, out there, and I just felt so much better after I came home, and my head was more clear.
Okay. So how did you suffer when you weren't doing well mentally? So what was going on?
I would be really paranoid or really sad. Because I have schizoaffective, so it's, like, really sad. It's, like, depression, really bad depression, or psychosis. And the paranoia.
Okay, so what did you do to cope? What worked for you?
What worked for me? Not thinking too hard about being sick, because I would just spiral out of control if I thought too hard.
And how?
So I needed to.
How old were you when that started to happen, Grace?
When I got sick?
Yeah.
I was 21.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So Were you hospitalized? I get, you know, what was your turning point? What happened? Like, where your life changed? Where you realized you were diagnosed with this, or?
I was misdiagnosed. Actually, was diagnosed with depression. Oh, okay. And depression with psychotic features. So it took about 10 years before my first hospitalization. And then they're like, "Oh, you know, you have schizoaffective." And then they gave me the right medicines, and everything just cleared up.
Okay.
So I was doing really good for 10 years, and then this past year and a half, it was just horrible.
Right. So then they gave you medicine. I know the medicine I'm on, weight gain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it's hard to function. You know, diabetes is a side, you know, did you have any of those side effects?
I had weight gain, sleepiness, and high triglycerides and high cholesterol.
Right, yeah. It's sleepiness. Like, people, I would go to bed, like, at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, you know, not even, yeah, and sleep all day.
Yeah.
So, when I read your bio, I was thinking, okay, when I was really messed up, I don't know how I could have just gone out and gone running or exercise. It was just really hard. So what motivated you, especially with the depression? So
I wasn't actually running. It was mostly starting out just walking, maybe just even going outside around the block, you know, and just small steps. And I would do it before I got really bad, because when I started feeling bad, that's when I would just go outside and try to, you know, if the weather was nice, to just breathe some fresh air.
Okay.
Because I know when I'm really bad, I just don't get out of bed.
All right, so no matter what, you forced yourself, or was it, did you need people to help you, or you just stayed in bed?
Yeah, I needed people to, you know, kick me out of bed and be like, hey, do something.
Good.
So I thought, well, what I got to do, I don't feel like doing anything, so I could walk.
Right.
So I would take walks.
And then what happened when you started to walk?
It just felt really good, and so I decided to get back to what I was doing in high school, and so I was signed up for races, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. I would run, walk the longer distances, because I'm not in good a shape as I was back then.
Right. Did you lose a lot of weight because of the medication?
No. I actually gained a lot of weight because of the medication, and then the exercise helps keep it, you know, from keep going up.
Right.
And, I don't know, I guess because I'm on a newer one, it kind of went up again.
Yeah. But it's still, it's not like a linear thing. There's ups and downs with mental health. Yeah. So I know for me, it's hard to stay motivated. It's hard.
Oh, yes.
So how do you do that? How do you, like, push yourself, or, you know, are there anyone supporting you, or do you have any, you know?
One thing is the money for the race fees. It's like, I don't want to waste that money, so I gotta show up, you know? Okay. Another thing is accountability with, like, running clubs.
Are you on any running clubs?
In Houston, yeah, there was one. I was a group, part of a group for a while.
Okay, good. So, are there other humans in your life that help you with this?
My mom gets on the case. Human-wise, well, my dog doesn't count, but they help a lot.
Really? I have a dog, too, yeah.
So, yeah, because they need to go outside, too.
Right. Does your dog go running with you, or walking, or?
Yeah, I try to walk them, and they're so happy about it. It's like, it gets me excited.
Right. So them being happy makes you happy. So
Yeah.
So, all right, so you're training for a 5K run this January.
Yes.
So what inspires you to do that?
I just want to get back into better shape, because this past year and a half has been horrible for me. So I want to, you know, just get the ball rolling again in the right direction.
Right. So how did you figure out, like, you talked about eating healthy lifestyle, like eating as medicine and exercise as medicine. How did you figure that out?
I just researched online. Like, I didn't know there was a movement, you know, by the American College of Sports Medicine. They wanted people to move more. And so they came up with this campaign called Exercise as Medicine, because you can take meds and they'll, you know, treat your symptoms, But if you work out and change your lifestyle, it makes those medicines work that much better.
Right. So, yeah. So there's research that says that. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So even on these medicines, I know for me, they're life-saving medicines that I don't know what I'd do without, but the side effects are also debilitating.
Yeah.
So despite the weight gaining and, biological problems, exercise, which is a direct opposite of that, counteracts that and helps with the symptoms.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's good.
It gives me energy.
Yeah. Good. What are you concerned? So you take, I'm assuming, antipsychotic medication now. Are you concerned how that impacts your lifestyle right now? Because I know a lot of people are listening that are taking medication themselves or have loved ones, and it's a huge issue. So are you concerned about that? Or what can people do, or in your experience?
In my own personal experience, just staying active, even if it's the littlest thing, you know, as long as you do it every day or as much as you can, that really helps with the sedation, the weight gain, the cholesterol, the diabetes, all that. Any little bit of movement helps.
Okay. So you just got to keep going no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, don't hurt yourself, but keep hopeful.
Right. Okay. Is there anyone in your life that's supportive, or do you have any, like a running group or people or an exercise group that you're part of, or a gym or?
I was part of an exercise group that was open to people with all disabilities.
Yeah.
But they didn't seem to be able to really get to the problems I was dealing with, because they were dealing with their own problems that were different from mine. So even though everyone's really nice to each other, it's kind of like I didn't feel like, they didn't know about the stuff I was going through.
So what did you see as your own problems?
Like the motivation, like the people on the group I was with, they were super motivated, like all the time. It just didn't seem like they had these motivation issues, you know.
So were they people with physical disabilities or?
They had hearing, vision, limb differences.
Yeah.
But no one, as far as I knew, had like a psychosis or severe depression.
Yeah. Can you tell our audience what psychosis means, or what having a diagnosis of schizophrenia means?
Means that when I'm psychotic, I lose touch with reality. I could be paranoid. I could believe things that aren't true. I could, you know, believe that I could have people read people's minds or something. And then the severe depression is just being really almost suicidal sometimes.
Right. Okay. And do you know other people that suffer with this, that have this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on that particular club, but in my life.
Yeah. I know other people, but it's hard and it feels alone. It's lonely.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly the right word for how I felt on that club. Even though they weren't ostracizing me, I felt kind of like no one really knew where I was coming from.
Right. So part of this podcast is to help our community understand people like us. So if you were to share with that, what suggestions can you give our community into maybe helping us, you and me, people with mental health issues, get along better in exercise activities for all people? What would you suggest people try to do or help out with or support us way?
I think joining a local group within their community, or if they're by themselves, don't take it too big a step at a time. Like the little tiny steps, because I know the weight gain could come and go.
Right.
Well, maybe you lose it and it just comes right back.
Right.
So just little steady steps. I think that's the best advice I can give.
Okay. So let's say I don't have a mental health issue, but who doesn't? And I want to support you or people with serious mental illness in the community in exercising and eating healthy. What can I do as a supporter? What can our community do as supporters of people with serious mental health issues? Any suggestions? What would you like to be done or help? Or how would you like to be treated?
For the food to not be tempting with it. Because maybe other people can digest, you know, fast food or junk food really well and not have any issues with it. But just seeing it, it's like a temptation, you know.
Right. So, like, don't bring Kentucky Fried Chicken into the exercise room, right?
Yeah.
So, what about exercising? What about being in, a activity group and, you know, like, if everyone has a disability and you can hear and you don't have an apparent one, you know, what could people do or say or like?
Don't take it personally if I don't show up or if I'm late,
right?
Because that motivation bit really hampers progress sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not all about, people seem to have difficulty understanding that we have our personal own struggles in our mind and we're not trying to be offensive.
Is that,
yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So and that's just a lack of understanding, right? Like if only people sought to understand. So.
Yeah, because we can't show it, you know, what's in our heads,
right,
unless we're really sick, in which case we're not ourselves anyway.
Right. So if someone asked you a question about having a serious mental illness or schizophrenia, how would you about, like, people say, oh, I don't want to step on any eggs, or, oh, you know, I don't want to offend anyone. How would you go about that, doing that? Do you have any ideas?
How to address it?
Or how do people approach you in talking about your disability?
I guess just talk about it as any other condition. I think what bothers me is the stigma.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me from wanting to talk about it.
Right.
But if someone doesn't have that, you know, misconception of what, you know, a mental illness is, it just makes it so much easier to just talk about it like any other health problem.
Right. I bet you your dogs don't know stigma.
Yeah, they don't. One way or another, they don't care.
I know, like, yeah. If only life was that simple. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, Grace, thank you. So, you also have a business called Go Peers Health Incorporated that I wish that we could talk about at another podcast. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Whenever you have time.
Thank you, Grace. Is there some way, if anyone had any questions for you, they could reach out to you and talk to you?
Yeah, they could reach out to my professional email, g.lee@gopeershealth.com. Okay. I'll check that every day.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Grace. It's g.lee@gopeershealth.com. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Peers Like Me podcast with Grace Lee from Houston, Texas. Thank you very much, Grace.
You've been listening to Peers Like Me, a podcast that explores issues related to behavioral health, sponsored by Western New York Independent Living, Inc., with the assistance of the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Today, our guest has been Grace Lee of Houston, Texas. Our host has been Maura Kelly.